Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
This time of year, there's not a lot of color on the landscape. But there is a red-stemmed shrub that might catch your attention. If so, it's probably red-osier dogwood. It ranges over much of North America and is frequent to common across the state. It's most commonly observed on moist sites, such as stream banks, shorelines, in woods and similar habitats. Some of you may have learned this plant as Cornus stolonifera. As the name implies, red-osier dogwood is a member of the dogwood family. This multi-stemmed shrub grows 5 to 10 feet tall with conspicuous red stems and twigs. It produces opposite entire leaves, 2 to 4 inches long and 1 to 2 inches wide, dark green above and whitish below. Dense, flat-topped clusters of small white flowers are produced during June through August, and subsequently white berries. Come fall, the leaves often turn an interesting reddish-purple. Although rose bushes have red stems, red-osier dogwood should not be confused with a rose bush. Red-osier dogwood is sometimes known as red willow, but it's not a willow. Red Willow Lake in northern Griggs County between Binford and Pekin was assumedly named for red-osier dogwood. Native Americans used the inner bark of red-osier dogwood in the smoking mixture, for example, kinnikinick, used in ceremonial and religious ceremonies. The branches were also used in construction of baskets and other items. A wide variety of wildlife species utilize red-osier dogwood for food and cover. The flowers are known to be nectar-rich, and as such are important for butterflies, bees, and moths. It's also utilized by many bird species for food, nesting, and cover. Beaver feed on it, and it's an important browse item for big game, such as deer, moose, and elk. The species is of increasing interest in landscaping as an attractive ornamental because it's adaptable, can grow in a variety of conditions, and can provide interesting color and texture throughout the year. And, of course, it's also important to wildlife. I've put links to more information on the species along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.